Hi, this is Tobin Beck from Concordia University in Seward, and I'm here today with Julie Johnston Herman, who is Director of Global Opportunities at Concordia. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And you work in the Global Opportunities Center here on campus, and I was wondering if you could explain how that works.
Okay, sure. The Global Opportunities Center is actually a little house here on campus, and it has a couple different things in it. We have a classroom where we have Mandarin classes and Spanish classes. It also has some offices for some of the, for myself and for our Spanish instructor and our ESL director. And we have a resource center for students who are interested in study abroad or mission trips abroad or service abroad, any of those, you know, Peace Corps service opportunities. So it's a great place for them to come and find out what they can be involved in for international opportunities.
And it's funny that you mentioned the little house, because that house used to be the Concordia President's house when I was a little kid and lived next door. But it's a great facility.
It is. It really is.
And was wondering if you could explain, one of the things that you do is you work with Concordia students who are interested in studying abroad. And can you kind of describe how that works?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things that I do in every fall and a little bit in the spring as well is we promote those kind of programs to new students. And so I like to meet with students individually, especially freshmen and sophomores, to kind of have them look at their program to see where study abroad could fit into their program. Because study abroad can actually fit for any major here on campus. A lot of times people think, oh, I'm just going to go and learn a language, but it's so much more than that. So students can take general education classes, they can take history, they can take languages, they can take culture classes, business classes, all kinds of things. And so I help them kind of look at their program and see if it could fit for a fall semester or a spring semester or for some students, because we have a lot of athletes and some students who don't think they could fit in their schedule. There's a lot of summer programs too. So they can go for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, you know, even more weeks in the summer and get two or three classes in over the summer as well in a number of locations around the world.
So can you kind of describe where some of the students have gone and some of the places that they've studied?
Absolutely. So, for instance, this fall, we had two students who were studying abroad. We had one student who went with Westfield House in Cambridge in London area, and he studied theology and history. And then he's actually a DCE student who was able to utilize
DCE is
Director of Christian Education. So that worked out well. And so he could use a lot of history and theology classes. And then we had another student who was studying in Shanghai, China. And she is a world and intercultural studies major and an ESL major, kind of a double major.
And ESL is English as a second language.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she's also a Mandarin minor. So she was able to go and take Mandarin classes and really improve her skill level, because she wants to be able to go and teach in China someday and teach English as a second language in China in kind of a mission setting. So those are fall folks. And then this semester, this spring semester, we have one student who is a secondary education student who's studying Spanish in Spain. And we have a biology major who is in Ireland, and she's doing some general education classes and some biology classes in Ireland. And we also have a gal who is in Costa Rica. She's actually a director of Christian education, a DCE student as well. And she's doing some general education classes and working on her Spanish in Costa Rica. And that one's kind of a unique program there, too, because it's a Christian study abroad program in Costa Rica, and it includes a mission course and a mission opportunity that students can take on.
Hmm. So what happens if a student comes to you and says, I'm interested in doing something abroad, but I don't know what?
Okay. I take them into our resource center and we look at a number of different catalogs. It's kind of like Christmas catalogs. They can take all these things and they can page through them and get ideas. But a lot of it starts with talking about what they want to do someday. And if they want to, you know, where they see themselves working or what they see themselves doing. So we can kind of see, and then also what their major is, what their program is here on campus. So we kind of look at to see what they want to take, what they could take. And then fairly familiar with different locations and what's possible. So if I'm talking to a music major, I could suggest places like going to Vienna, and they could be doing studies there. Or if somebody is very interested in business programs, we could be looking at things in Germany or London or some of those locations. Or if somebody's an art student, we look, there's some great art programs that are in London and Italy. So those things like that, we just kind of have those conversations. And for me, it's really exciting to get to see kids kind of light up to realize that the world is kind of out there and available to them with a little bit of planning.
So you're also involved in international student teaching. And can you describe a bit on how that works?
So I help find locations for students who want to have an international student teaching placement. And that means for student teachers here, they go out for 16 weeks. The first 8 weeks are here locally, and then the second 8 weeks are somewhere around the country or someplace around the world. So we have had anywhere from like two, three, or four a semester who will student teach abroad. Or this semester, I've had 8 students who applied to student teach abroad. So we have a location in Panama. We have one in Hungary. We have a location in Slovakia, a few in China, one in Vietnam. And so some of these are Concordia International School locations. Some of these are just Lutheran school locations, and some are just Christian school locations around the world. And so we do a vetting process to find those schools, and then we do interviews to the students to see if they would fit appropriately for these schools, if they have a sense of culture and adventure for travel and being able to kind of be up for the challenge of doing that.
That sounds like that could really be a fantastic experience. What sort of feedback do you get from students after they've completed those?
Well, some of them are so drawn in, they want to teach overseas someday. So that's happened with some students. And so that's kind of a goal too. You want to open the door to that possibility for students if they see that. But I've heard back, like, for instance, a gal who went to Hungary last spring semester. It was the first time we had a student at this particular Lutheran school in Hungary. And they loved her. She loved them. And she wrote a whole page to say, okay, well, if you have somebody else who wants to go here, here's things they can know about it. So they gave her a bike to ride around. They gave her, took her all around and showed her the village and the town and that type of thing. And she got to be part of life there too, part of Bible studies, part of the church life and that type of thing.
So did she know the language before?
Oh, no, no. So we basically had to put students in places where there is English taught in the school. So they don't have to know the language in these locations. And so, but she was able to learn a little bit of hospitality level.
It's an opportunity for them to learn as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah,
which
absolutely.
Which is part of the experience and what makes that good.
Absolutely.
You also help with mission trips, and could you talk about that?
So there's a few mission trips that Concordia will sponsor here each year for students to be a part of. So I'll promote that through some email lists or Facebook or just flyers so students know about those different opportunities. And then there's some other mission trips that students can be a part of with some partner churches nearby. So I let students know about that. And then there's also mission opportunities that students can do kind of as individuals. They can get hooked up with different groups or organizations if they have a passion, say, to go to Africa and do a mission trip. So they can kind of find out some opportunities to do that if they have a particular location they're interested in and want to pursue that. So groups and individuals, groups of students and groups of individual students. groups of students or individual students is who I work with about those opportunities. And then also I'll work with faculty who are looking to do mission trips to kind of help be a resource to them on how to plan them, which groups to get connected with, that type of thing.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds terrific too. What are some of the places where the mission trips go?
Okay. So we have had a number of mission trips go to Guatemala. We've had some global health trips go to Guatemala. And we've had some educational trips, outreach trips go to Guatemala as well. We have some students who go to China each summer, and they teach in an ESL, English as Second Language, summer camp. So that was a little bit more mission outreach through action versus words, because they really can't share the gospel overtly in China, but they are able to talk about the culture of the U.S. And so they get to talk about, oh, look, we have holidays, we have Christmas, we have Easter, and they get to kind of talk about things that way in context of those holidays. We have a number of students that go to Alaska, with St. John's, the church across the street, always mm-hmm. invites Concordia students and faculty to be a part of that. And we have some students going to Poland who go with Holy Savior in Lincoln. And so they could get connected with the members of the congregation there. We have students that go along as well. And we have individual students this year. We have a couple students who are going to go to Haiti and do some mission opportunities down in Haiti. We've got one gal who's going to go to Sierra Leone on a medical mission trip through the LCMS. And we have a gal who's going to go to Ethiopia, and she's going to do some school teaching English things with a small group from Texas. And so it's kind of all over the place.
Sounds pretty diverse.
It's very diverse. Lots of opportunities, like I said, for some groups of students to head out, but also just individuals that can get connected with different opportunities out there.
That, again, that sounds terrific. You also are a resource for international students coming here to Concordia. And can you also talk about that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Sure. We have students kind of from all over the place. So we have students from Latin America. We have students from Eastern Europe, a few from Africa, kind of from all over the place. And so I'm kind of every university that has international students has to have kind of an official person to make sure that students are kind of going by government regulations. There's a few government regulations. And so I'm a resource to them if they have questions on working or traveling or any of those kind of regulation kinds of things to make sure they feel comfortable and understand what's possible here. And then we also do some, especially in the fall, some get to know you activities and to connect with them with other international students and to kind of make sure they're feeling okay and connecting okay to the country and getting their questions answered, that type of thing. Because it is really different. Like, okay, what kind of phone do I use? Or do I need a bank account? Or I have to get totally different kinds of insurance than everybody else. And so how do I do that? So it's helping that group of students on a kind of a deeper level because it's processes are not automatic mm-hmm. for them.
Okay. And where do our international students come from? And about how many do we have?
Yeah. This year we have about 30 international students, undergrad, that are on campus. And they come, we have a number from Ireland, England. We have some from Guatemala, Nicaragua. We have a gal from Peru. We have had some students that just graduated who were from Papua New Guinea. We have one young man from Angola. We've got another young man who's from Liberia. Let's see. We've got a couple from Canada. We've had some from Mexico, some from Colombia. So I'm trying to think of anything. We have a student from Australia. So a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah, quite a range.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting. You mentioned that the number of Concordia students who are going abroad kind of varies from year to year. And last year, you mentioned 140 students that took advantage of these programs.
Right. We had 140 students who had gone overseas either with student teaching or mission trips, or we have some study tours here on campus that some faculty lead, so they can do some study tours. Or we had a big choir tour that went out to South Africa this past summer. And so there were a whole slew of folks that were able to go out in a number of different ways.
Well, it sounds exciting, like some great opportunities. And you also had mentioned to me when we spoke earlier about the scholarship and grant programs that are available, if you want to talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, I have so many students who will come and visit with me, and unfortunately, not every student is able to go study abroad. Or go on mission trips. And so to try and counteract that, to make it not a burden, is the financial part. And so we want to make it financially feasible for students to be able to do any of these opportunities. And so we do have an endowment for students who want to study abroad, but then we also have a special grant that's available for students who want to do mission trips. It's called the Acts 1-8 grant. And it provides funding to students who are doing mission trip experiences that would be campus mission trips or mission trips that are LCMS related or mission organization related kinds of things. And so we expect that students would do some of their own fundraising and maybe have some of their own funds, and then they can get a grant of up to a third of the cost of a mission trip through the X18. And then we also have another one called the Romans 116, which is a scholarship grant for faculty members who would like to lead mission trips. And so that way, it helps offset the cost of travel for a faculty member so that that cost doesn't get put on the backs of students who are trying to fundraise for their own trips.
No, that sounds terrific. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that both of those accept donations if people are interested.
Absolutely, yeah. So if anybody's interested to help students get out into the world, just do a quick little, go to the Concordia, like cune.edu website, mm-hmm. and you can do a little search for Acts 1:8 or Romans 1:16.
Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Romans 1 verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." So I wanted to ask you, too, if you could maybe describe the experiences that some students have had, how the international experiences have influenced their lives.
Okay. There's one student I can think of, Anna, who went along on our Guatemala mission trip last May, and she'd found out about the mission trip from being in a Spanish class. She was in beginning Spanish last year and heard about it, and she thought, oh, I'll go and do this. I like missions. I like, Guatemala. I'll find out what this is like. And I think it was her first mission experience, but came back and was so excited that she wanted to continue on and do that kind of thing. But also she wanted to improve her Spanish skills because she saw that as a beginning Spanish speaker, she was kind of limited in what she was able to do there, but she wanted to be able to go back and do more. And so she's currently studying abroad in Costa Rica this semester at the Christian Study Abroad location. So she can improve her Spanish, and then she was able to do a mission trip while she's there, or a mission experience while she's there, and do a missions course while she's there. So as I've seen this a number of times, where students will do one thing, then they'll do another thing, then they'll do another thing. So they just kind of catch the bug of being able to want to know more about other cultures, other parts of the world, and really take who they are out into the world and then bring that back into wherever God takes them in the future.
So how often do you find that they also that they actually want to go and work abroad then?
Mm-hmm. There are a number of students. We have a growing number of students who come here intending to be involved in missions in some way. Or we have a number of students who are TESOL majors, teaching English as a second language. And so for them, that's kind of what they want to take that out into the world. And so teaching English as a second language really kind of opens doors for people to go most anywhere in the world, because knowing English is a commodity in the world. And so because they are native language speakers of English, they can go out and they can teach it, and they could just do that as a job, or they could also do that as a ministry vocation kind of a thing. So a number of students who want to do that. I've met students who come here saying, I want to go into the Peace Corps. That's my end goal for after I graduate. Or they want to be a part of all these different types of opportunities. I have students who have gone on some experiences and then realize, oh, I want to be a journalist. I want to be a travel journalist. So there's some students like that. Mm-hmm. I think you probably know Madison, who's she's probably your advisee,
yep.
who came kind of thinking, I'm not sure what I wanted to do, but as she has been a part of different experiences, she's kind of honed in on her skill set and the possibilities for where she could be out in the world.
Do you have adult students who also come looking for international experiences?
Good question. There are some of the graduate programs here on campus, or I should say, that are online programs where they actually incorporate a mission experience for the participants in those classes. And so it brings together some of these adult learners from around the country can come together and are part of these mission experiences. So for instance, I think the Masters in Public Health has a program where they've taken students to Belize and to Haiti and to one other country. I can't remember right now, but they've gone and done global health types of things in those locations. And so, yeah, those are kind of the non-traditional student opportunities. And I think that is one of the goals that the graduate college has, is that each program could have a mission component that would be kind of a boots on the ground, let's do an actual hands-on experience beyond just the online program opportunities.
Oh, that sounds great, especially for people who might be older and might be interested in something like that.
Well, and a number of our mission experiences aren't, and even like some of our study tours, aren't limited to just students here on campus. We, like Dan Thurber does a London study tour every Christmas break, and he welcomes other folks who are connected to Concordia, their alumni or friends of Concordia or parents of students, all those types of things. So that so we can get other people connected if they're interested.
No, that sounds terrific. It sounds like some wonderful opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for talking with me today. Again, I'm Tobin Beck at Concordia University in Seward, speaking today with Julie Johnston-Herman, Director of Global Opportunities at Concordia. Thanks for listening.